all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Top three things that drove me crazy last night at the MTV Video Music Awards. And this is all I need to know about each of these people.
I mean, Anna came in here this morning all fired up about something as if she's a preteen. And that this is the biggest concern for
funny.
Life.
It's funny. So I know that Raven did not watch the MTV VMAs. And
nope.
If you did, you would know why this is interesting. Because that award show was not targeted at teens. That award show was targeted at us.
I guess I'll set my calendar for next year. I'll make sure that I'm there as a 44-year-old guy ready to go.
I'm telling you, it was really geared toward a kind of an older crowd than Teeny Boppers and MTV. It was really fascinating, actually, to think about it.
Why do you think that is? Do you think that they're trying to get back conventional viewers, or do you think it's because millennials have largely checked out and they get their media other places?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that they're trying to regain the people that made them famous in the first place,
yeah,
and that's us.
Yeah, because I know the ratings are basically evaporated from what they used to be. That's fair.
I gotta say, they did a great job because it was probably one of the most enjoyable shows I've seen in years.
What are your three problems with it, though? The VMAs, the three problems, or all you need to know about it is according to Anna Zapp.
John Travolta, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, first come on, thing, I love it.
Listen,
I've seen the clips and I love it.
He gets up there. First thing he says to Queen Latifah, which FYI, targeted towards people in their 30s and 40s.
I think that was
40s,
cool. Yeah.
John Travolta, Queen Latifah.
I saw that they had a lot of people up there. Naughty by Nature, all that. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. John Travolta. Yeah, you think a millennial knows who Naughty by Nature is?
That's right.
Anna's favorite band. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. First thing he says comes out of his mouth, all that and a bag of chips. If you still say all that and a bag of chips, that's all I need to know about you.
And that's when you say when you have nothing.
How old
that's
is
what
John
you
Travolta?
Say. He's at least 55.
124.
I think he's...
Oh, good.
He's at least 55. Right, I think
you can Google that.
He might be 60. He could even be 65.
He is 65 years old.
Thank you very much. I knew he was. And he looks fantastic, by the way. I love the bald head.
No, I don't think
I do love
fantastic.
That.
He looks like his body just died and nobody told him.
Right.
He looks
I don't
like
know
a
what
wax
you're talking
figure.
About.
You guys are rough, man. You guys are really rough.
Just saying.
65, if you look like John Travolta, Christian, you'll be happy.
I don't think you actually saw what John Travolta looks like. but that's okay. And then he also handed a drag queen, Taylor Swift's award, thinking that the drag queen was Taylor Swift.
Well, to be fair, that drag queen plays Taylor Swift sometimes.
Right.
To be fair.
But shouldn't you realize that that's not Taylor Swift? That's all I need to know about you.
No, you know, these kids...
I got a lot to get to.
You know, he doesn't know what these kids are doing.
Number two, Lil Nas X wins his first award ever for Old Town Road, right?
Okay, yeah.
And he gets up there to accept the award. He pretends like he's going to have this really long speech. Then he just says thank you. That's it. He doesn't thank anyone.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to win an award for the first time in your life and you don't actually thank anyone, that's all I need to know about you. You have to use those things and you have to use those moments.
Right. You don't know if this is ever going to happen again.
That's what I said.
Like, you gotta take this while you
I
got
mean, you guys don't know how many people actually helped Lil Nas out. Maybe he moved all his own equipment into the studio.
Billy
all right?
Ray
Maybe
he wrote all right his next to him.
Well, he bought Billy Ray a Maserati.
Here we go.
I feel like Billy Ray's already doing fine.
And number three, the biggest moment that bothered me at the MTV VMAs, that's all I need to know about you, is if you are sitting in that crowd and this starts... And you don't throw up your hands and start gyrating and going crazy when Missy Elliott is ripping it up out there and she's about to get the biggest award of the night and you just stand there and you look confused as to who Missy Elliott is. That is all I need to know about you. Get out of there and give me your ticket.
Do all the millennials know who Missy Elliott is? I'm not sure that they do.
I mean, you should. Hayden, my daughter Hayden told me she wasn't sure who Missy Elliott was. She recognized some of the songs because I blast them a lot at my house. But...
Right.
And I told her that today her one job was to watch every single video that Missy Elliott has ever made.
Good. Finish up those summer projects.
Nice. Right.
Today it's the YouTube list of Missy Elliott videos.
Forget summer reading.
Right.
Summer reading doesn't matter.
Right.
You know what you need to do today? Watch Get Your Freak On. You are for your freak. All right.
Fair enough.
You want to chime in too? 1-800-330-9999. All I need to know about you.
How come I find myself in trouble every time my wife asks me a question while she's getting dressed?
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about every single time my wife and I are getting ready to leave the house. It doesn't matter if we're going to the mall, but it's especially important if we're going out for like a nighttime function or a dinner or to a friend's house. Could even be a barbecue at a friend's house. She tells me she hates her outfit. Or before that, she even asks me how she looks, and I fail every single time.
Because... I don't want to say it's a trap.
It's a trap.
But you...
Say
but
it.
Guys, our significant others are the only people that can truly tell us
how we look without offending us.
Yeah, but as a woman, do you actually want to hear anybody that has anything to say? I mean, because the guy opens his mouth and never says the right thing.
Well, you have to figure it out. You have to figure out what she wants to hear, how you're going to deliver it, the right way to deliver it, you know, so that she feels good about herself. Because it's a lot of insecurity for women when they're getting ready to go out.
Well,
you know?
I mean, I've been witness to that. I mean, clearly I understand that part of it. And I've tried to say the nice things. Well, it's not that big of a deal. Or I love this dress.
What do you mean
dress.
It's not big of a deal?
I love this.
What
dress, you look great.
That's a big of a deal.
Nobody's going to remember the outfit you wore 3 months ago.
You mean that I spent all this time putting together this outfit and no one's going
to
remember
what
it?
I'm saying is nobody's going to remember that you wore it 3 months ago, because she'll be like, no, I wore it to this other thing, so I can't wear it to this or whatever. I'll be like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Actually, it does make sense, because if it was a photographed event that ended up on Facebook, Instagram, and all the other social media sites, people will remember. If it's a black outfit, it's fine.
Are you supposed
people
to
realize
wear
it.
A dress, though, and then what? Light it on fire?
Well,
I mean, do you wear an outfit one time? Is that the way
idea.
It works in modern times because there's photography? That doesn't make any sense.
Depends on the event, kind of.
Come on.
I mean, it depends on the event. If it's a very unique outfit, I understand why she would be concerned, because if it's unique, someone would be like, oh, I just saw pictures of her in that. Because Facebook time 3 months ago is really like yesterday in Stranger Time.
Here's the thing that I'm learning, too, is that even if I say, wow, you look really great, I mean, that's dress is great. Like, she expects me to be more than that. Like, I have to be like cartwheel over certain outfits, whereas I can just be middle of the road on other outfits.
What
you know?
If she doesn't like the outfit she's in?
She
How
doesn't.
Do you respond?
She never likes the outfit she's in. Are you serious? She never likes the outfit she's in.
So
I thought that was just a girl thing. I thought all you girls agreed on the fact that you never like the outfit you're in.
But
am I wrong?
If she says
98% of the time,
if she has an outfit on her that you don't like, how do you respond to that?
I would never say it out loud.
she walks in, you just start booing.
If I'm telling you the truth, there's probably never a time that I will ever be like, that's a terrible outfit. I mean, if I really dislike one and I'm seeing several others, I'll tell her which one I like better, which, by the way, is never the right answer either. But I would never, even if I hate the outfit, I wouldn't be like, nope, that one's terrible. I would never do that.
My husband's made that mistake before.
I mean, all you have to do is witness somebody make that mistake one time.
First.
You're never going to make that mistake again in your life.
So our question is there a generic answer when a woman is feeling uncomfortable about the way she looks in an outfit, or the way that, you know, an outfit fits her and she looks
in it?
It's
a dress meltdown is what's happening.
It's a dress,
here. 100%. You're supposed to be somewhere, and 10 minutes before you're going, this has all come to a head. And you know it's coming, because for an hour and a half, you've heard them marching around upstairs in heels, running from one outfit to the next, slamming closet doors and bedroom doors, and going back and forth to one mirror to the next, and the result doesn't get better.
It doesn't.
I try and stay downstairs, low to the floor, quietly, like it's a bomb shelter.
Yeah,
in a
bunker area.
Right, and just hope that she'll come down with a smile on her face.
There is no worse feeling than when you're getting dressed, you have somewhere special to be, and the time is crunching, and you have nothing to wear.
Anything could happen. Yelling, tears, anything.
Oh, gosh.
It's the worst.
Many days crying on the floor. My
fallback now is don't. You're going to smudge your makeup. Don't smudge. Your makeup
don't
looks
do
great.
It.
Don't do it. Look at the ceiling.
1-800-330-9999. Is there ever a right answer to what to say when your significant other is having a dress meltdown? Give us a call. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. I think it's a common thing for women, is you feel very uncomfortable about the way you look. And whenever you're getting dressed and you're feeling insecure, you look to your significant other for guidance, love, and you say, how does this look on me?
Yeah, and the common feeling for men is panic, because there's no right answer.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you do when your significant other is having a dress meltdown?
It's not the dress, it's your body.
That's what you say?
I mean, you think that's a good answer?
No, I don't think that's the answer, but that's usually what women feel. It is not really the clothes that make us feel horrible. It's the way we feel about our body.
And you think that it would be a good idea for a man to point that out to his lady?
I don't know if it's a good idea, but that is the right answer.
Yeah, this woman just wants to see a man massacred. That's what she wants. Thank you for the call.
100%. If my husband said, it's your body, not the dress.
Can you imagine?
I can't. Like, I would just, like, the scrap, the sound that would come out of my throat.
But guttural. Guttural. Be like a volcano erupting.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. How do you respond when your significant other is having a dress meltdown? The dress meltdown. You know what? I guess it's a real thing.
It's totally a real thing. It happens to me at least once a week.
Yeah. Star 99.9. Anna, that's Raven. So Raven brought this up because his wife was having a dress meltdown about how she didn't like the way it looked. None of her dresses fit. She didn't know what to wear.
I don't have any clothes to wear. I mean, she's in the best shape of her life right now. And I can hear her marching around upstairs angrily trying to get dressed, going through four outfits before we walk out the door. And I never know which one was the first one. She looks great in all of them. No matter what I say, she doesn't believe me.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I can't stand that feeling when you don't feel good about the way you look. And you look to your significant other for guidance. But they
can't say anything.
One wrong word, though, and it's going to change the whole dynamic of the room. And it's going to get yucky really fast.
Yeah, yeah. It's emotional. I'm looking here on Facebook. Antonio says, tell the truth. The truth doesn't have to be hurtful, but the truth is always better. Antonio, you're lying to yourself. You are lying to yourself. You couldn't be more incorrect, sir. I'm sorry.
But there's some, there is some
truth
to that.
Thank you for your input.
I would like it if my husband gently
said... No, you wouldn't.
Like, it looks a little tight around the middle.
No, you wouldn't.
Or, I think, in theory, I would appreciate that.
In your mind, you would. Emotionally, in the moment, there is no way even close that you would. No, no, no.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. How do you handle a dress meltdown?
I don't tell her anything, basically, because no matter what I say, it's not going to be the right answer, because they're all crazy.
But you know that infuriates her. You know that.
Oh, I know that infuriates her, but it doesn't matter. You can't win. I've been with my wife for 35 years, and it doesn't matter what I say or do, she's still going to turn around and get upset and not take my opinion anyway.
Well, it's your fault. I mean, you know that, right?
Yeah, of course it's always our fault, which is why I'm saying they're all crazy.
Yeah. My husband has this new method and where he just... turns around and he gets like this panic look in his eye and he just walks out of the room as if I don't exist or he can't hear me.
It's fight or flee. It's fight or flee. All right. It's fight or flee. This guy rolls over, plays dead, says nothing.
Right.
Your husband just flees.
Like, where are you going? Where are you going?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're right. You're doomed.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do during a dress meltdown?
Well, the dress meltdown, I was married 17 years, so... I kind of already had it all figured out. One, a woman doesn't need to worry about what they wear so much as a society has done, but there's nothing that's going to change them. So you go up there and you act as if it's the first day you picked them up in prom and you're just totally in love with them and you have that look in your eye like you almost want to pull her clothes off.
That's it. Acting is what he says.
Right. You have to win an Academy Award.
Clearly acting is the way to go.
Yep.
You know, for a second at first, I thought...
You let them know that... You are the woman I married and for a reason.
Oh, man.
So nice.
I mean, you started off. I didn't know, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were going to have it. And now look at you come through strong at the end. Thank you for the advice. What's your name?
It's Adam.
Well done, Adam. Well done.
1-800-330-9999. How do you handle a dress meltdown? Or do you think you should handle it if you're a woman? What do you want to hear? Because that's really what we need to know. Dress meltdowns. You've been there before. You got to get dressed to go out. You're putting on your outfit and you just, oh my gosh, nothing fits. Nothing looks right. Mm-hmm. So you look to your significant other. You say, how does this look? Tell me the truth.
Right. And of course, anything that comes out of their mouth is the wrong thing. It's the wrong. It's a trap, Anna Zapp.
Uh-huh.
It's the dress meltdown trap.
So we asked around the office, how do you respond to a dress meltdown? And this is what James had to say.
You absolutely have to tell them they look great. Every time you highlight the good things. Tell them that their fears are overblown. If you got 10 minutes to go, it's go time. We got to stick with the outfit we got on.
Now, if I remind...
That's a lot of pressure.
If I remind my wife about the time in regards to where we need to be and how much longer she has to get ready...
Oh, my gosh.
That is it. It will literally blow the back of the house off.
All I keep thinking... He says that
I mean, I don't even know if we're going together after I say that out loud.
I have already prepared the argument in my head for that.
Right?
Maybe if you got the baby ready or got any of the children ready. Did you even check in the backpack to see if there's diapers in there? Do we have enough formula? I've been doing that all morning. What have you been doing? Watching football?
I've been doing it all week. What have you done with the babies this month?
I mean,
even home.
Oh, we got to leave in 10 minutes? Now you're worried about what time it is? Oh my gosh, I have, it's like ready. That just made me angry for no reason.
Yeah. To be fair, James is the closest thing we have to Ryan Gosling in the building, too. True. On top of the nicest, most even-tempered, well-kept individual. He might be able to pull it off, but it would never work in my house.
1-800-330-9999. How do you handle a dress meltdown in your home?
The dress meltdown.
Oh, it happens every single time that you got somewhere important to go. Could be a barbecue. Could be the store. It could be anything. If it's a cocktail party, forget it.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We've been talking about this because Raven came in one day and he was all upset because his wife had a dress meltdown, mm-hmm. and he doesn't know how to respond. And I think it's a common issue because even when I'm having a dress meltdown about what I'm wearing, I look to my husband, mm-hmm. and then there's like a sheer panic in his face.
All the things that you rely on him for before that, bringing home the bacon, being there for you when you need something, lifting something heavy out of the garage or whatever it may be, this is his biggest fail, is when you ask him a question about your outfit.
Right, because, you know, there's an insecurity feeling. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I am shocked that women would still ask men whether they think what they're wearing beautiful, man. If they don't feel good, then they should go ahead and change their clothes and
something
and they feel good about themselves.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got equality on other stuff, or that's what we're going for, don't talk to me because I'm equally going to fail as any other man that you ever encounter.
You know, she brings up an interesting point. It's like, okay, I want to be this independent woman, and I am in a lot of ways.
I'm so strong. Look at me.
Look at me. I do what I want. Man, I call the shots.
Girls rule the world.
But sometimes I need my husband to tell me I'm pretty, and I look in a mirror and I don't like what I see, and there's that insecurity, and it's like you need that response.
But we tell you that you're pretty and you don't listen, okay? And we tell you you look great and you don't listen. It actually only infuriates many of them much more.
I asked my husband last night on the couch because I know how like panicked he gets when I have these meltdowns.
Sure. Right. Now you sprung this conversation on him when he's sitting on the couch. He already thinks he's in trouble. I'm
can't
sure.
Run.
So here's what he said,
Paul. If I'm wearing an outfit and having a meltdown because I think it looks bad on me, and I ask you, how does this look on me? What do you say?
I tell you that you look great.
Even if I don't?
Oh, I'll highlight the things that look good about you in the outfit.
Like what?
I will highlight your beautiful...
My beautiful what?
Makeup.
Makeup. Right, but if I'm having makeup. Safe. Makeup.
First he knows he's already makeup. In trouble.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Panic. Right.
Well, hold on. And then he continues.
Like sticking his hand on a stove.
Listen, if I say, does this dress make me look wide, and you tell me
it's
my
Russian
makeup looks pretty,
on his couch.
You think that's the right answer? Right. You think that's the right answer right there?
It's a Monday night Russian roulette. He had no idea this was going to happen. 6:30, he gets asked this.
Yep.
Right, but if I'm having a meltdown because an outfit makes me look like unattractive, wouldn't you tell me if I did not look good?
I've been there. You get mad at me when I tell you the truth.
I love his demeanor. I've been there. I've seen many things.
Right. He's like, why are you doing this to me on a Monday? Did I not do things to please you today?
Why are you asking me these questions?
His new thing is that he just, we talked about it earlier, he just turns around and walks out of the room
he runs away.
Sheer panic.
Right.
Runs.
He just runs
away.
Right out of the door.
Yeah, exactly. So then we talked to Kevin Begley here in the office to see his advice on how to get out of this.
Keep in mind, Kevin Begley is a guy who gets paid to talk. That's what he does for a living. Here's what he had to say.
I say, well, why don't we go back to the store and we can look at all different outfits? You can get whatever you want. You can try some on. Or I say you look... Because if I say, no, you look beautiful, and she doesn't think she looks beautiful, she's going to get very mad.
What if it's only like 10 minutes before the function you're supposed to go to? What do you do?
That's true.
What do you do?
That's a problem. I say, no, it's okay. There's open bar. It's fine.
Yeah.
This is a man that gets paid to talk. And by the way, every part of his response, the tone is a question. Every part. He ramps up. Listen again.
I say, well, why don't we go back to the store and we can look at all different outfits. You can get whatever you want. You can try
the tone. And then it's, don't worry, there'll be plenty of booze there.
Right. Everybody will be drunk. They won't realize you look ridiculous.
And listen to him catch himself. He's like, wait a minute. Let me rephrase.
It's fine.
That's a bad idea.
He continues on a second later.
I guess I try to calm her down and be like, okay, everything's going to be fine. You look great. The one phrase that you do not want to say, if it's 10 minutes before a function and she doesn't like how she looks in the dress, I'm telling you this, guys, you don't want to say, it's all in your head.
That's a man who's been burned. That is a man who has been burnt.
You tell me it's all in my head. Oh, it's all in my head?
Right.
Oh, you think it's all in my head?
Yeah.
That this dress doesn't zip up the back. That's in my head? That's science. That is science. This zipper does not go up, and you're going to tell
me
you're
mad you're not even getting ready to go somewhere. You're not even getting ready to go somewhere. This is not your husband, and look at how mad you are.
You're going
to
be relieved, though. Because I have a solution to all of this.
Oh, you do?
Yep. We're going to get your wife, Alicia, on the phone. And I know.
Great. Let's remind her about the time she didn't feel good in a dress.
I know what to do to help guys out. We're going to get to it. It's coming up next right here on Star. The dress meltdown. Been there before. You put on an outfit. You have somewhere to be. And then all of a sudden you look in the mirror and you freak out. It's not what you want to see. So you look to your significant other for guidance, advice.
Yeah, and as a guy, you know that you're already in danger. You're in the minefield. There is no right answer for this to handle the dress meltdown.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I have a solution. On the phone, it's Raven's wife, Alicia.
Alicia, Raven gets all stressed out when you are upset about a clothing outfit that you're wearing that you don't like on you or something like that, and when you don't have the right clothes to wear, and he freezes up and he doesn't know how to respond. So our question is, how do you want him to respond?
Right. Just tell me.
I mean, I want him to be honest. I mean, just like you want your girlfriend to be honest. Don't let me go out of the house looking like a fool. Like, tell me the truth.
Here's the thing, though, as a guy doesn't know when you look like a fool. And no way my wife ever looks like a fool anyways. My wife is radiant in whatever she wears, be it an old T-shirt or a dress or whatever. The other thing that happens, Anna, is that she expects me to go over the moon when she puts on a dress. But I don't know that I'm supposed to be more over the moon about that dress than the other dress that's coming 3 minutes later.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. A nice save saying I look great in everything, but don't lie to me and tell me I look great when I don't because you're trying to save yourself. That's not cool.
But you always look great.
So how can he nicely say to you,
You don't look great.
You don't look great. I don't like that dress. I don't like how that looks on you.
Say it. Use your words. You're a grown up.
Because it sounds like right after that, I'll be greeted with a high five for my honesty, right?
But you know what really upsets me is when I get like a fantastic dress that looks great on me, you know, makes all the things look good that it should. And he's like, yeah, that's pretty. Like, what? Wait a minute. I came down here so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this dress. Look how it fits me. And he's like, yeah, that's nice.
One thing that hasn't been picked up on yet in my wedding, so one thing that I've realized just recently is that if my wife buys something with sequins, I'm supposed to go over the moon about it. Here's the thing, though. I'm not a big sequin guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big sequin guy, Anna.
Okay, you're making me sound like I dress in sequins. And
no, you don't typically, but the last time you brought out a dress that had some sequins on it, like, I was supposed to go insane. And I did not go insane enough, and therefore I was in trouble.
Well, because it hit me in all the right spots. Like, it was a great dress.
And you didn't go over the moon. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to create a safe word. Now, when Raven feels like he's in a corner where there's an outfit that you have on where you don't, he doesn't think you look your best, and he doesn't know how to say it without being offensive, he's going to use this word, and you can't get mad at him. Now, what's that word going to be, Alicia? You get to pick it.
Oh, no. See, I don't like that. I don't like that. Just say it.
I'm doomed one way or the other.
The safe word is banana hammock. Banana hammock. You're just going to roll in there, Raven. You're going to be like, she's going to be like, how does this make me look okay?
So I'm going to say banana hammock, and you think that that's going to make her feel good about what she's wearing.
You should probably duck. But I would say that's your code word, Alicia, so that you know that he's not in love with the way you look in something, you know, because he gets nervous. He gets stressed out. He's afraid he's going to say something to offend you.
I have a solution for all of this. If I don't like my clothes, just give me your credit card and send me them all.
You have two of my credit cards on you at this moment.
Wow. Just go to the mall. Right. Alicia, go to the mall.
Right. What are you even talking about?
Just go wait until they open. Just go to the mall right now.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That was permission. I have all of you as witnesses.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Darren and Mary joining us this morning. Darren, I'd like to start with you. What's going on?
Well, my wife Mary's turning 40. I asked her what she wanted to do for her birthday. She said, surprise me. So I booked a party for her in New Jersey, where a lot of our friends and family live, at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
What is the reasoning for Chuck E. Cheese? What would be the selection on that?
You know, because she's 40. We're adults, and we're going to be at a kid's venue. Thought it was kind of, you know, cute and funny. She found out, and she doesn't think it's funny. And all of our friends and family, they're excited to go. She wants to cancel. She doesn't want to party at all. And I think she's being a party pooper. And if she wanted to plan her own party, she shouldn't have said surprise me.
Mary, this is just not your vision here. This is not how you thought turning 40 would be.
This is so beyond stupid. I can't even believe I'm having this conversation. Tell them to surprise me, okay? Go to a banquet hall, a big restaurant. I mean, come on, Chuck E. Cheese. All I'm worth is pizza and a token. It's so stupid. It's like he wants the attention. It's my birthday, but he wants the attention. And we say, oh, what a silly idea. I'm not going to Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
That's she's not mad.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, you're mad. But let me just correct both of you. Is all the attention will be on Chuck E. Cheese and the band bringing that live action at the front of the stage. Have you seen those animatronics? It's awesome.
Darren, did you know that this would be not up your wife's alley? Because for me, if my husband did this, I think it would be hilarious.
Jump in the ballroom.
I'd be like, let's go.
Let's do this.
Do they let you bring wine coolers? But
that's because you have a sense of humor, right? I mean, they have a mold there.
Okay.
You know, of course, it's funny. It's like.
But did you know that your wife would not like this?
No, I thought that.
Oh, stop it. I have a sense of humor. I'm not an overly silly type of person. This is just plain stupid. You know, but he's going to spend $10 a person at Chuck E. Cheese. I'm like, no way. Yeah.
All right.
No, well, you're not including tokens. All right, clearly there, Mary.
Oh, I mean, you're even you saying that. Do you know how stupid that sounds?
It may be. Not listen, you've used the word stupid a lot, and you're a negative Nancy.
All right.
And I'm not coming to your birthday party. Wow. I'm going to Chuck E. Cheese by myself.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Mary, that he did this knowing perfectly well you weren't going to be happy with it. And now, Darren, it doesn't matter that invites are out and RSVPs are in. You're going to find another venue, and you're going to make this right. But they may see your side, too, Darren. Mary, you said surprise you, and it's a surprise, and this is the vision that he had, and just go make the most of it. Do you guys both agree to listen what our audience has to say?
Yes, I do.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
I'm definitely not going to this party.
Well, she's a negative Nancy.
Darren asked his wife, Mary, what do you want me to do for your 40th birthday? She said, surprise me.
Right.
Then she found out that he is planning a surprise party. RSVP's already in with her family down in Jersey at Chuck E. Cheese.
It's going to be the best.
He thinks it's funny and it's like a fun way to celebrate being young. She says it's an embarrassment and she wants him to cancel it. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star and on Raven.
The husband. For me, I'm just like a go-lucky person, and I would just go and have a great time. And they do actually serve alcohol, so that would be fun, too.
Oh, right. Speaking from somebody who's been lit at Chuck E. Cheese, what? I think when you're going states away and everybody else seems on board, you're kind of in a moment. I mean, you want your birthday to be what you want it to be, but, I mean, come on. She's just angry.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Darren asked his wife, Mary, what do you want me to do for your 40th birthday? She said, surprise me. So he planned a surprise party for her at Chuck E. Cheese. Thought it would be hilarious. She has found out this is happening and wants him to cancel it or change it to a respectable wedding hall or something like that.
Well, I mean, it's a really hard place for him to be in. It's a hard place for her to be in, too, if I'm being fair. But, you know, you've booked the party. You've sent money. The invitations are out and people confirmed.
Yeah, what do you think? Keep it where it is and suck it up? Or is she right? It's her party. It's not what she wanted and he should have known better. Honda of Westport Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm the wife. Tell Darren he's not funny and that is stupid. And I would be pissed.
Wow.
I mean, you just don't like Chuck E. Cheese.
I like Chuck E. Cheese when I bring my 3 or 4 year old there.
If he knew that his wife had a sense of humor and that she would find this funny and entertaining, that's one thing. Clearly, she does not.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Clearly, he knows that.
I love the warming smell of Chuck E. Cheese. It's mothballs and like WD-40.
No.
It's great.
Okay.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Well, husband. She said surprise him, so why wouldn't he not surprise her with something fun like Chuck E. Cheese?
It sounds like she could lighten up a little bit. That would be good.
Yeah, 100%. She should have certainly given a better direction to him instead of saying surprise me.
Right, and then expecting some grand haul or something. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I wouldn't want a party at Chuck E. Cheese. If he wants to do something silly, he could just hire a singing bear or something to come to the party.
Make a note, everybody. This is what I want for my birthday party. You're going to hire a singing bear to be at Little Caesars for me, Anna.
You got it.
The
verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Mary, our audience agreed with you. Darren, when you were planning this, clearly you had some inkling that this wasn't going to be up her alley, and that's not fair because you didn't plan it with her in mind. So you need to find another venue and make it right.
Got it.
Perhaps okay. Somewhere that doesn't have pizza stains on the floor.
All right.
You guys are awesome. Thank you. Well, not really, but you guys, thank you for it. Your listeners are awesome. Let me say that.
I mean, I would have said get up there and dance with the band and maybe get some sort of abrasion or cut that would require you to get a tetanus because those are old animatronics. But you're not being very nice.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, wow. Either way, thank you for joining us this morning. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yay! Two Christmases!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Sabrina, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Okay, Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck.
Okay. So, Sabrina, Raven is walking on out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Little Pop. You ready to do it?
Yes, I am.
Number 1, Scott Disick gifted Sophia Richie with an Aston Martin for her 21st birthday. He has 3 children with which Kardashian?
Courtney.
Number 2, Angelina Jolie says she ugly cried when she dropped her oldest son Maddox off at college. What actor is Angelina Jolie's father?
Pass.
Number 3, this artist lost Best New Artist to Billie Eilish and performed her hits Truth Hurts and Good as Hell at the MTV Video Music Awards. Who was it?
Lizzo.
Number 4, who hosted the MTV Video Music Awards?
Pass.
And number 5, Taylor Swift is the highest paid woman in music. She makes $185 million a year. That's $500,000 a day. What video of hers won the MTV VMA Award for Video of the Year?
You have to calm down or something like that? Mm. You have to calm down?
Okay. Okay, Sabrina, let me bring Raven back in. Let me wave.
Okay.
Raven!
Yeah. How'd you do?
Sabrina got 2 out of 5.
Oh, not too good, Sabrina. Thank you.
All right. Number 1, Scott Disick gifted Sophia Richie with an Aston Martin for her 21st birthday.
Saw that.
He has 3 children with which Kardashian?
It's got to be Courtney.
Courtney is correct.
All right.
All right, Sabrina's still leading you 2-1. Number 2, Angelina Jolie says she ugly cried when she dropped her oldest son Maddox off at college. What actor is Angelina Jolie's father?
John Voight is her father.
John Voight is correct. You guys are tied at 2. Number 3, this artist lost Best New Artist to Billie Eilish, and she performed her hits Truth Hurts and Good as Hell at the MTV VMAs. Who is it?
Lizzo.
Lizzo. It was so fun, that performance. A little inappropriate, but was super fun.
Are we going to judge her because she's a big girl getting inappropriate? Everybody else has gotten inappropriate. Better watch your tongue, Anna Zapp.
No, they cut out the backside of the pants.
Well, that's
they,
all right. Sometimes fabric isn't ready for the big job that it's been asked to do.
No, I think it was done on purpose.
Well, do your job, fabric.
All right. Sabrina, you have officially lost. Let's move on to number 4. Who hosted the MTV VMAs?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
That is right. And I love him. I think he's funny. I went to MSG to see him. He was out of place last night.
Yeah.
He did not belong hosting that event.
Yeah, sometimes we all shoot and we miss. They can't all be home runs.
Right. Number 5, Taylor Swift is the highest paid woman in music. She made $185 million last year. Let me put that in perspective. That's $500,000 a day she makes.
Okay.
What video of hers won the MTV Video Music Award for Video of the Year?
You need to calm down.
You need to calm down.
It is a great video.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. I'm sorry, Sabrina. Raven beat you 5-2 this morning.
You're being too loud.
I'm Sabrina from Bethel, Connecticut, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you so much for trying. We appreciate it. We'll get another shot for you to get the cheat sheet. That's the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley.
Better luck next time.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered
powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
All right, we always want to hear your good news. You can share it by calling us at 1-800-330-9999. I feel bad because yesterday, after we had so many people on the street say that their greatest act of kindness is when people buy like food for them in the takeout.
You said you were going to go to the drive-thru and start paying it forward.
And I didn't.
I told you you weren't going, dude. You had already eaten out twice that day.
I know, and I feel really bad about it. But today, I will. I will.
Okay.
I actually forgot. I went to Dunkin' Donuts, and I just forgot.
And you went there on top of it.
I know. I forgot. I'm a terrible person. But that's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah, today's a new day, and it's a good day to do something good for somebody else.
That's right.
We sent producer Christian out on the road to ask people what's something good that they've seen or they've done. And here's what they had to say.
Hi, Carrie, and what do you do for a living?
I'm an office administrator.
Ooh, that sounds important. What's the kindest thing you've ever done for someone?
I was on a bus taking a shuttle to go get back to my parking garage, and there was this girl who had gotten on the wrong stop, and she was, like, now a half hour away from where she needed to be. And so I was like, if you don't think I'm a serial killer, I will give you a ride. I gave her a ride back, and she got where she was going, and she looked so relieved, and I felt really good about myself.
Well, there you go. That's a very good kindness act.
And neither one of us murdered the other.
You know, it's so funny.
It's a plus.
Yeah. But think about it. Like, what is the first thing you think about when you see a stranger and they get in your car? Stranger danger, this person is probably going to kill me.
Well, I've already told you before that, you know, I honestly won't stop when I see a woman on the side of the road unless she's flagging down or in distress, because I'm worried that just as a guy pulling up, I'm going to make her paranoid or scared about it. Because I often am like, oh, well, who's going to change her tire? You know what I mean? Like, this is a tough spot or whatever. Of course, it is the AAA world nowadays. But
right.
I can change a tire with the best of them.
Or she can change her own tire. Maybe.
I always go back to the fact that my father picked up a hitchhiker when he was younger. He used to always tell me a story, and a guy pulled a knife on him and tried to steal his car.
See, that's like the first thing we go to. I remember when I was younger, I was driving home, and there was a hitchhiker near my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran inside, and I ran upstairs to my parents' bedroom. And I'm like, Daddy, there's somebody outside that needs help.
Right.
And he told me to go to bed.
Right.
That was the end of it. So the fact that this woman, she saw somebody in need and drove 20 minutes out of the way to go drop her off because she knew that she was in distress. Like, that is something good. That is a good person right there.
Well, I think that, you know, there's often times where you see somebody that's you can sense the fact that they're actually in danger or will be in peril if time goes on or whatever, or they're just desperate. And you try and help. Unfortunately, it's sometimes people that are in scary ways, they look the same way.
So yeah.
It's tricky.
I had a girlfriend of mine. She was telling me the story. It was crazy. She ran out of gas, always running out of gas. Story for another time. But she was with her two kids, and she was stranded, and she needed to get them somewhere. And somebody in the parking lot saw her on the phone, like outside of her car in a panic, and drove her and the two kids home. And I thought, how nice. Like, how nice of that person.
Well, I mean, you see kids in the spot, too. I mean, obviously, you gotta step on up. Don't let people be in dangerous situations.
All right, we want to hear your good story. If you'd like to share it with us, call us at 1-800-330-9999. Tell us something good.